This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's foreign secretary says Iranian authorities seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, intensifying tensions in the strategic waterway. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports one of the ships has been allowed to continue on its voyage.
One of the ships is British. The other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's foreign secretary, Jeremy Hunt, called the seizure unacceptable.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained.
Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump expressed confidence an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship the previous day. However, as AP Sagar Magani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guard say the incident never happened.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Libya's National Oil Corporation confirmed Saturday that production of its 290,000 barrels per day in an oil field was currently offline. NOC said it was conducting a full-scale investigation into suspected closed valves in one particular region. This is VOA News. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave, and forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where record temperatures will likely be set Saturday. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said that several outdoor events planned for the weekend have been canceled.
We have instructed that the triathlon and the Aussie Fest be canceled given the heat conditions.
And the temperatures in Washington, D.C. is expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists say for a short while it will feel just as hot in Washington as Death Valley, California. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina Friday that the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions against the Hezbollah militant group leader suspected of directing a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. In his remarks there Friday, Pompeo praised a designation and announced the newly imposed U.S. sanctions against the operative.
The State Department's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $7 million for information leading to his identification or his arrest. And the United States Department of Treasury is also designating Salman as a specially designated global terrorist, which denies him access to the United States financial system.
The visit to Argentina coincides with the 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Jewish community center. The Argentine government has said Hezbollah was responsible for that attack. A 42-year-old man from Brooklyn, New York, is back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against the Ruslan Ratovich Asanov were unsealed Friday, a day after U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement officials. The U.S. military then flew him to Asanov to New York, where he appeared before a judge Friday. According to court documents, a naturalized citizen he became, and he came to the U.S. from Kazakhstan, traveled to Syria in late 2013, and he began fighting with IS as a sniper. Eventually, he became one of the terror group's emirs responsible for establishing training camps for IS recruits and teaching them how to use weapons. A powerful bomb blast outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital Friday killed at least 8 people, wounded 33, as students and lawyers waited to take an examination. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. On Thursday, Taliban insurgents set off 2 car bombs outside police headquarters in a southern city of Kandahar, killing at least 12 and wounding more than 80. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got an exciting show for you today with a fantastic playlist of Pan-African music. And we are blessed to have not one, but two very special guest artists with us right here in the studio. Tanzanian Afropop sensation Rayvanny is here.
Hi.
Wow. And joining us shortly, American jazz clarinet maestro, Grammy Award winner Oran Etkin. Kwame Ofori is also here.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yep, he's here throughout the hour. So we are in good company today, right here in Studio 13 behind the mics. I'm also very excited to present a feature interview with a musical couple from Harare, Zimbabwe. That's Jacob Mafuleni and Martha Tom. I visited their home in Harare, which they've transformed into the Tsoro Arts Center and opened it up to the neighborhood youth. This is truly an inspiring story, and you'll get a beautiful dose of marimba and mbira live music, too. Now, AFCON 2019 is still going strong in Egypt, and as I've done since the games took off June 21st, I've got two more unofficial music anthems of some of the competing teams, this time from Nigeria and Madagascar. My deep dive into the Music Time in Africa archives takes us to popular dance music from 1970 Sudan. There's also great tunes from Mali, Cote d'Ivoire, Kenya, US, and Hausaland, Nigeria. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Rayvanny.
Yeah?
This first song.
Yeah?
We're starting out with, it's in the spirit of
okay.
Africa Cup of Nations.
Okay.
Are you into Africa Cup of Nations?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Never.
Anyway, you're going to be, because this song is great. It's
yeah.
Naira Marley featuring Olamide and Little Kesh. It's called...
It's a Goal.
What is this magic? I need that magic.
This is a go. How much you want better? This is a go. Bado pass the ball. This is a go. Away match is a go. Refitika is a go. Forward, pay one is a go. So what if it's penalty is a go? Go. Ibo Pekam is a go. Cash else is a go. YBNA is a go. Nigeria is a go. Oka Demons is a go. Imaka is a go. Base Nigeria is a go. Pa enemy top of bear is a go. Kiri up is a go. Shaku Shaku is a go. Loju Titi is a go. Paro Nure is a go. Tembotus is a go. Jilao is a go. Skibobo is a go. Skibaraba is a go.
Oya Bebe Sia is a go. Sangalo is a go. Shano Wale is a go. Escobar is a go. Toros is a go. Naira Marley is a go. Olosho is a go. Zainadin is a go.
Yeah, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. That was Naira Marley starting us out with Issa Goal, featuring Olamide and Lil Cash. So, I've got Rayvanny in the house. How are you doing, Rayvanny?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Kwame, are you excited?
I'm very, very excited to have him in the studio
yes.
today.
Yes. Well,
thanks a lot, guys.
Well, so, now you're from Tanzania.
Yeah.
Where exactly?
Mbeya.
Mbeya.
Yeah.
And
one
did you
place
grow,
called Mbeya.
Did you grow up there?
Now yeah, you're... since I finished my high school, then I traveled to Dar es Salaam.
And that's where you are now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where it all happens. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything.
Now, what is your full name?
My full name is Raymond Shaban Mwakyusa.
That's nice.
In my tribe, like, every name has to start with Mwa. If you're a Nyakyusa, they were named you like Moi
Maxwell.
Oh yeah.
I like that. Moi Maxwell.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. And Moi Kwame. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you were born August 22nd,
1993. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How did you know?
In case you forgot.
How did you know?
And your first big break came with Kwetu back in 2016.
You know everything.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's listen to a bit of that, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Sema ukweli mama, kisa nakupenda sana kisura. Unasema wanipenda, ila maisha yangu maseke, michicha milenda. Domenyo yangu na ya kuku mateke, yani chenga. Kila siku kilio salini micheke, sina tenda. Ugali buguru ni mboga temeke, na furahi umeniridhia. Niwe na wewe kimwali, maisha yangu mitiani.
Okay, so Raveni, what are you singing in that song? What do you say?
The idea of the song called Kwetu. Kwetu means home. Mm. So it was like a, I'm talking about the real situation that I have back in the days, you know.
Was it tough?
Yes. Like, I'm talking to the girl from the rich family and I'm a broke guy. So she's my girlfriend. But all those days I've been hiding her, like, my real life. So on Kwetu song, I was like, you know, telling her like, yo, listen, I'm from poor family, I don't have money. She was complaining like, why you don't take me to your house? Why you don't want show me your you know, like where you from? Like, you got my point. Mm-hmm. So I was telling her like, yo, listen, you wanna know the real me, like where I'm from, like my real life? Okay, let's go home. So Kwetu means home. So I'm explaining to her like, you know, okay, when you get home, be careful. There is robber, you know, bad house, you know. If it's raining, the house is gonna turn to be a boat because, you know, it's gonna, you got my point. So,
okay, that's interesting.
Like, so like, yo, I don't have bed, I don't have a good place to sleep. And when you get home, you know, Muslims are used to fast, you know? So I was talking to her like, when you get home, you're gonna be like fasting because you're gonna eat late. So that's my life. You got my point. So that was the meaning of the song.
Kwetu.
Yes, Kwetu.
Right, we're listening to Kwetu. Revani is in the house sitting right next to us with Kwame too. You have a question for him?
Yes, Kwame? So Revani, moving from Kwetu, which is your home in Mbeya, to Dar es Salaam, being signed under, you know, Wasafi label.
Yeah.
How did the song Kwetu happen?
How did your big break happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, I'm supposed to drop another song, not that. I have my song called Mbeleko. It's a love song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when I was recording the first song called Mbeleko, you know, everybody in Wasafi was like, yo, this song, this is a jam, we need to drop it. But Diamond told me like, listen, you can find something different. Maybe you can just do anything else. You don't know what's gonna happen. Then I decided to write Kwetu. Mm-hmm. So after writing Kwetu, everybody was like, okay, let's drop this one because the idea and everything is...
And it came different from the heart too, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It was your real experience.
Yes.
And working with Diamond and he inspiring you, how has that been? 3 years working under Wasafi?
Yeah, he's like my brother, like family, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
You guys are often performing together.
Yes.
In fact, this...
We have like, me and Diamond, we have like six songs together.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all great.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The more...
We make
the,
like hits every
yes,
day.
You do. And the newer videos, the colors are beautiful.
Yes.
The videos
Tetema,
are...
Tetema, right?
Love it, yes.
Yes.
And Tetema. I love that. Let's listen to Tetema.
It's the kids, baby. Tetema, yani kama umepigwa shot. Tetema, ipe miganisho ya robot. Tetema, ukutani hadi kwenye coach. Tetema, kwenye giza mama shika touch. Kataka kama noga, oh mama. Nakapandizi za buko, oh mama. Nakapandisha boda boda, oh mama. Kakichoka kuchumumbo, oh
ai mama shigidi ah nakufa hoi wikidi ah ai mama shigidi konki fire moto liquidi
ayatunde tetema oh mama tetema
tipo tipo tetema
oh mama tetema
ayatunde tetema
oh mama tetema
shuka chini tetema
oh mama tetema
ayatunde tetema
oh mama tetema
tipo tipo tetema
oh mama tetema
ayatunde tetema
oh mama tetema
shuka chini tetema
oh mama tetema.
Yani kama vile generator
tetema.
Kama mwizi kakupiga ngata
tetema.
Mwendo wa kutunga kupepeta
tetema.
Chini nikipuliza tarumbeta
asawoza toza keza shogoloza
kufa chali kama mende Maria
Rose
poza tungiline goza twende ni kupige nyembe
okay.
You mess my mind up kolo 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 ukinuna tunye toro
kolo.
Sani pesa digi digi
wash.
You know ya digi digi
wash.
Funga kibindo mkwiji kwiji
wash.
Nikunyonge kazigi zigi tete.
Oh mama tetema
tipo tipo tetema.
Oh mama tetema
aya tunde tetema.
Oh mama tetema
shuka chini tetema.
Oh mama tetema
aya tunde tetema.
Oh mama tetema
tipo tipo tetema.
Oh mama tetema
aya tunde tetema.
Oh mama tetema
shuka chini tetema.
Oh mama tetema.
Man, that is great.
Oh, yeah.
Love that song. So what does tetema mean?
Tetema means vibrate.
So, okay. So vibrate your body. Yeah,
vibrate.
Vibrate. Feel the vibe. Vibe it.
Oh, yeah. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
It's wonderful. We love it. So, Rayvanny, I know you got to go. Tell me real quick, what are you doing in the States right now? You on tour?
Yes. I was here for Essence Festival in New Orleans. So, we did it. So, now I'm here in Washington. I have a show.
Yeah.
On 13. All yes. Right.
And then what can we look forward to? The next new thing from Rayvanny?
Yeah, today I dropped the new song.
Ah,
it's out already.
What's it called?
Girlfriend.
Okay.
Ooh, we're going to get a copy of that.
Oh, yeah, Girlfriend. We're gonna I have it right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we're listening to it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Rayvanny, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. God bless you.
Thanks.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, do you all remember a few months ago, Kwame and I featured a tune called Good Time by Justo? Well, Justo, who is an American rapper, actually, but has adopted Kenya and Swahili culture kind of to the core, has just come up with a new remix of Good Time. And he has done it with a guy named Nonini. Apparently, Nonini has acted as a mentor to Justo. So they're really happy to collaborate on this new hot remix of Good Time.
Everybody shake the pack, yeah. Everybody having fun, yeah. Hey now ladies, find a man, yeah. Find a mass, yeah. Shake it past, yeah. Everybody wanna dance like a dancer. Good time is the answer. Come on out, move your feet a little faster. Watch a wasi wasi, ati taki taki. Hiyo biti meiva moto kama basi. Unajua ya, tunafanya rounds. Unajua ya, cheza chini down. Wachafala taka taka, tunalipa na madala. Inaitwa gwala gwala, maze yo my guys are ballers. Tunacheza for the game, we not in it for the fame. Hizo vitu wanafanya na matako ni isi. Hey!
Ni moshi, si tunafurai. Hakuna kujidai, wese tumangwai. Tunapiga party mbaka watu wanazirai. Ukiitwa kadeti, unakuja peke yako. Wachana na beti, wachana na mabeste zako. Napenda dem dick, sabu miti ni dawa. Kuchubamba good time, kama kawa. Party ni hare, keroro ni maje. Dem ni manze, na pesa ni maganje. Mzungu ni mlame, mgenge ni kame. Tunakula good time, hakuna kwenda wrong, yeah.
Good time.
All right, yes, that was Good Time Remix by Justo and Nonini. Next tune, we're going to slow it down and take it to Hausaland, Nigeria, with this song. This is by one of Nigeria's most popular Hausa singers, Aminu Ala. And the song is Wakar Hatakan Afrika. He's saying, hey, Africans, all of us, all African nations, unite.
Idan haradai ba manta ba kuna bina ba ku kauce ba a cikin rukunai da muke duba mun kwana ana uku ba wai ba zan tashi na hudu da kankan ba Algeria yau da jibun goshi sun san irin ja'ai da fatan shi turawan mulki sun tashi wuta duka ta mutu sai gashi Dandela muta aru mu gaishe shi Allah ya Allah ya Allah hada kan mu ma afurin ka so juna mu gusa mu gama ashal burgi ba mai himma bai iya warge ba ya san ayan ce tun bayan ba Tunisia ya ne sun ci gaba ga aiki da aman sun saba mu gusa mu ga dan ular nan Libya Oran rune na Italia sarki mai kyakkyawar niya komai aka ce masa za shi riya domin ko ba a shi abun kunya Allah ya Allah ya Allah hada kan mu afurka kan so juna mai biza dan mu ziyarci masarra tare su jamalla Abdul Nasirna ya dau mulki kai babu na tirna komai aka ce marza shidar da waya ka ji an ce ya wahalar mu shige jirgi mu ga sudaniya sun dau mulki fanni fanni ibrahim mai aiki da saniya mun samu abu kai ihwaniya da mun yi cikin tsohon garmi ta sahara za abu bu sai chadiya san dawa yancin su gwanin dadi bagarmi abokai na nishadiya tambal bai na bisa kan sirdiya mutumin kirki ba ya fadi mu biya ta Kano mu ce Naija san dawo mulki kai ba wani ja inja dan sun aka o hujja dan joru mutun ne mai daraja mana aboki afwaja Allah ya Allah ya Allah hada kan mu afurka kan so juna daga nan mu ziyarce chafa bolta su ma can duka su yayanta Musa wa yau su sabunta Morris mai san asa da zumunta ya me gwada ba a shiga labaita a waga adugu jirigi za mu shiga moce fadar abujan maga ga huhuye banyi na yanga dan ko baya da abun tsarga a kasar rasa da ba a wasu yau targa Allah ya Allah ya Allah hada kan mu afurka kan so juna in kuma hawo mota moce maliya sun dawo yanci babu jidali yanzu sun ta ashi bidar jalliya ga mu odubu kai ta na maliya wani kekkyawa mai kyan haliya mu haya jirgin sama sai kamar ruwa su ma ya'ya ne a hararo mani yan mata ne a cikin hairuwa ga hijjo nan ba alfaharuwa kuma ga isa ani ba sharro daga nan jirgin ya dirka kowa sai san ta afurka musassafo mu ga mulkin nan na dadda ko a kasar su da kansu suke iko ba ka jin da awon yayi soko daga nan ne zan bu tsawon kogiya mai ban kwana da mutan bangiya sai ban zabille mu ga no dangiya sun takura sun balle kangiya
Yes, that was Wakar Hatakan Afrika by Aminu Ala.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's What's Up.
I'm Heather Maxwell, and our next guest has just popped in the studio. Hey, Oran.
Hey.
How are you?
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, super. So, Oran, this next song we're going to listen to right away, Yekeke, which features prominent Malian musicians, but you're playing clarinet.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
So, everybody, this is new, probably for most African listeners.
Yes.
Clarinet, Oran is... He's working with these musicians and they're performing together in this song, Yekeke. Okay, so you're listening to just a little bit of Yekeke, and this was you on the clarinet.
The clarinet, yep.
Not singing.
No, that's not me singing, no.
So normally, you know, we have African musical guests on the show, but you're different. Mm-hmm. You're an American, born in Israel.
Born in Israel, exactly.
But have grown up in New York City.
Yeah, I moved to Boston when I was four, and then I moved to New York in 2002.
Oh, okay, so Boston, New York.
Uh-huh.
And you're a clarinetist, and you work and continue to work with African musicians. So my first question for you is, what draws you to Africa?
For me, the music feels so like home to me. You know, I mean, first of all, I grew up playing jazz here when I moved to America. And when I started playing African music, I was 19 years old. I went to Mali and spent a lot of time there and working with them. And it feels so familiar to me. All the roots of American music are in Africa.
You went to Mali when you were 19?
Yeah, yep. I went with Joe Kamara.
And that's when you recorded the song Gratitude?
No.
Or Yeke Yeke?
That's when I started getting into this music.
Mm-hmm.
And with Joe Kamara, Mohammed Sidi Kamara, he's a great percussionist who lives in Boston. He took me there and I lived with his family and played with Tumani Jabate and Habib Koite and stuff there.
All the greats.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this live recording that you did then in 2009, and this one is Gratitude. I'm obsessed with this song. This is a live studio recording of Gratitude, and then we'll talk about it a little bit during the song.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's take a listen. Okay, so Kwame, this is pretty awesome.
I felt that.
And this is a live recording. That's the beauty of jazz, partly, is some of the best recordings are live.
Yeah, exactly.
So who all is on this recording?
So it's Lionel Lueke, who's a good friend of mine, and we've been playing together since 2002.
And he's playing guitar.
Uh-huh.
Like, it sounds like a Kamelen Ngoni.
Yeah, yeah. He's putting some paper inside his guitar to give it that buzz.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
And so he's, you know, he's from Benin, and he's very inspired by the traditional instruments.
Mm-hmm. And it almost sounds like you guys did a lot of experimentation with sound, because the clarinet over Malian music, you don't hear it often. So what came into your head to, like, go that, you know, take that route?
Yeah, you know, I feel, in a way, I'm lucky that there is not much clarinet or wind instruments in that. So, you know, if I were playing guitar, I'd have so much to draw on.
Yes.
But as a clarinet, I don't. So what ends up happening is, at first, I was working a lot with Joe Kamara, the djembe player, and so I started trying to play like a djembe rhythmically. And then I was playing with Bala Tunkara, a great kora player, and then I started playing like a kora player. And then I was trying to emulate the sound of the griot singing. So throughout the clarinet, I get to I get to experiment by emulating all these different sounds, and then what ends up happening is I develop my own
sound.
Yeah, that's totally different. Yeah.
Let's listen to some more. On bass?
Joe Sanders.
Joe Sanders.
Yeah, he's a great bass player.
Wow. And what is the composition?
So this is a tune I wrote called Gratitude, which for me is the most fundamental emotion. If you have gratitude, that sets you straight for life,
gosh.
I think, you
That's
know?
That's beautiful. Let's listen to the rest of this. Okay, so that's Gratitude. It's beautiful. That was recorded in 2009,
I believe. Yeah, right when the album Kelenya came out.
Kelenya,
and
right.
Makan Kuyate is playing percussion.
Percussion,
on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me real quick about your Grammys. You know, we're always fascinated by Grammy Award winners. You're a composer, too, as well, and an educator.
The one that won was in 2012. There was also one that was nominated in 2011 that didn't win, but it got nominated. Mm-hmm. I was working with some producers. We made compilations to benefit charities.
Wow.
So a few artists came together. We all donated our music.
Oh.
And I wrote some pieces specifically for that project. The one that won was all about bullies, big and small. So it was kind of a way to raise awareness about bullying and kind of combat that issue.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. I hope you'll win some more.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And fingers speaking crossed. Of that, the future, you told me recently that you were in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Yeah. And you actually sent me a clip of you playing your clarinet with an imbira player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. So I want us to listen to that live recording.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And let's just take a listen to this. He's just sitting on a, you know, in the grass on a chair with an imbira player.
Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll hear about this story after.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to the singer and then your clarinet, and it sounds like you're on the same melody.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know this melody beforehand, or were you just listening to each other as you were playing?
I first heard this melody a few days before, which was the day after I arrived in Zimbabwe. There was an all-night ceremony, like 14 hours long, till the sun rose, and then we kept on playing, you know.
So you played clarinet with everybody else during the ceremony?
Yeah, around hour 7, they said, why don't you grab your horn?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's a spiritual tradition.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, the ancestors speak through people through that, you know. So I came there, and I basically had a week off between my shows in France and my shows in Zimbabwe. And I wasn't going to come back home for that week, so I decided to go and live with the, at first with the Chigamba family, and then with Musikiwa Chingoza.
And that's who you're playing with.
Exactly, yeah.
So do you have any project in the future with this group, like to do a recording?
Yeah, so we made a full recording. It was kind of a spur of the moment thing. After this week of working together, I said, why don't you guys play on my record? And then we made a recording. So we made a full recording. There's two ways that's going to come out. First of all, August 30th, I'm putting out an album for children that has tunes from different places in the world where I've been. So two tunes from Zimbabwe, a tune from Czech Republic with gypsy musicians, Roma musicians, a tune from China, a tune from Turkey, and video from all these places. So that'll come out for children.
Okay.
And then starting in January, I'm going to put out a similar project for adults where each month I put out a different single and a different video from different places that I was.
All right, so that's fantastic. So for you listeners that don't know Oran, most of you probably don't, don't forget his name. It's O-R-A-N-E-T-K-I-N, right?
Exactly.
All right, well, we got to move on, but Oran, will you stay with us and listen to some more music?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Okay, all right, so why don't you then introduce this next song? It's from Mali.
That's right,
it's from Mali. So here's the info right here.
Here's the song Deli,
yep.
And it's by Nahawa Dumbia.
Uh-huh.
And the song comes off her 1993 album, Mangoni.
Was Deli by Nahawa Dumbia from Mali. She's from the southern part of Mali. Beautiful singer. I've met her before.
Yeah.
Did you know Nahawa Dumbia's music?
I've heard the music, but I haven't ever met her.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So I'm talking to Oran Etkin, our second guest, who's just hanging out with us now because he's cool like that. Uh-huh. He's got a little time.
Yeah.
And Kwame is here with me, but
we
are going to go next to Ngomi. This is a new Tikenja Fakoli song. He's Ivoirian, but he lives in Mali. Let's just check it out. He's the African reggae king.
Je préfère le peuple. Certains disent que je suis un traître. Ils ont raison, je suis avec le peuple. Et d'autres pensent que je suis arrogant. Ils ont raison, le peuple est mon roi. Je préfère le peuple. Certains disent que Fakoli c'était. Ils ont raison, je parle pour le peuple. Et d'autres disent que je suis un rasta. Ils ont raison, Dja est mon roi.
Yeah, that was Tikenja Fakoli, Kwame.
Hey.
You like that?
This is proof that no matter the language, once you have a reggae groove, you have good music.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to South Africa now to a different kind of music. This is Mamelani by Nak Music. Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. That was Mamelani from South Africa. And I am honored to be sitting in between Oron Etkin. You still here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very much here.
And Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, hey.
They're just here hanging out. We're vibing to the music with you guys. Hope you're having a good time. So now, though, it's time to continue our good time, but in a different place. This is Harare, Zimbabwe with Jacob and Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know this place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We are going to play the instrument, Zimbabwean instrument called mbira. We use this instrument to communicate with our God, which we call Musikavano. We play using our thumbs. See, this is our residential place, but we had to turn it to be an art center because we wanted to teach our community what we do, what we know about Zimbabwean culture, Zimbabwean music. So yeah, we just decided to turn it into art center.
Now we have girls who are interested to learn how to play marimba, mbira, dance, and they really love it. They appreciate it, and we are teaching them for free.
You know, this thing is now like growing. We didn't think it's gonna grow like what it is right now. But
how many students do you have?
We have 23 kids, totally all in all. And then we have ages between 6 and 11. And then we have a teenager group, which is between 14 and 17. Mm. And then we also have a women's band, women, all women.
Are you in the women's band?
Of course.
Of course, yes.
Inspired me to make these instruments here. That was after our tour in 2008 when we toured USA with a mbira outfit. And you know, when I get when we get there, I was surprised to see a lot of Americans playing marimba and mbiras, and that was a shock to me. Like there is a lot of groups who are doing Zimbabwean music in the States. So when I came back here, I was like, you know what? At the end, you're gonna buy these mbiras coming from the States, or buying these marimbas coming from the States. I need to do something for the community. I need to do something so that this type of music, it keeps growing,
keeps existing here in Zimbabwe. So that's when I started to think of making marimbas in mbiras at a higher level.
This is Music Time in Africa. All right. So that was Jacob and Martha from Harare, Zimbabwe. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Time just for a couple more tunes. And this next tune is Mashena, and it's by an artist from Sudan named Bashir Abbas. Now, this song comes from our Music Time in Africa archives. It was actually recorded on his album back in the 1970s. So this is what an Afropop orchestra sounded like in 1970 Sudan. You just heard Mashaina, and that was a sample of a 1970s broadcast of Music Time in Africa way back in the day. You can access all of those shows, those were Leo Sarkeesian's old radio shows, online now. You just go to mtia.sites.uofmhosting.net. Just click listen, and you are good to go.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
The last song of the day, peeps. It is another song dedicated to AFCON 2019. I have Oran here and Kwame here. You guys, Here's a question. Mm-hmm. Do you know who is the most surprising team right now that is winning that no one thought was going to win?
What Madagascar? Country?
Yes! And this is one of Madagascar's unofficial theme songs. It's motivating all the players and all the Madagascans. Let's go. It's called Hiverna. From Madagascar. It is time to say goodbye, darlings. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you also to our special guests, Rayvanny from Tanzania, who already had to leave the studio, and also to Oran Etkin, who's right here beside me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Thanks. And also to Kwame Ofori.
Hey, Mr. Asante here for you now.
Now and always. And to Jacob Mufaleni and Martha Tom from the Tsoro Arts Center in Zimbabwe. So on our FM stations, as you know, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC. And again, Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Until then, stay blessed, Africa, and stay beautiful.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's